Accession number 10656, reel 9.
As the war moved on, did gas become a problem? Gas shells for you and the horses?
Yeah, well, if there was any firing at all, we'd disperse, get away, move away from the trouble, if we could. But we never had anything bad enough, not while I was there. It was the infantry that caught the gas, really. We could smell the gas, but it was the infantry that used to caught the gas.
Did you have anything for the horses?
They give us nose bags for put on the horses.
Well, actual gas
if there was a gas attack. Yeah.
Were these nose bags sort of gas masks? Or
well, I don't know. You simply shove the nose bags on. So it'd be some protection. Because I can't recall anything in the bags, nose bags. I can't recall anything like we used to. We used to have a gas mask, gas thing. We used to have to carry that about on our back.
But you didn't get a lot of...
No, never troubled. You could smell it. We happened to be in that vicinity. It would have been... he'd been throwing these gas shells over.
Anything else you remember about your service on the Western Front or any other stories? Okay, no matter. What about, when did you first realise that the armistice at the end of the war was coming?
Well, I wondered, don't they come and look along? I had to go with my chap, Captain, from our brigade, from our battery, to headquarters to report. And that was, I think, that was across the land, there was a Battle of Waterloo. That's where I picked up a Gurkha's knife laying on the ground. I dismounted and picked it up for a souvenir. A Gurkha's was no more. I got that home. Took that home. Wanted to get it home in my haversack. They used to use it as a poker. Terrible. What horrible. Horrible instrument. But what happened, you see, on Gallipoli? Had suits, people used to creep out. Gurkhas, they were the boys, used to creep out of a night and have a night raid on the Turks and their trenches,
so,
and go knifing them with their knives.
But what happened? When did you actually find out about the armistice then? What was your reaction? It was on November the 11th. Do you remember it in particular?
No. we kept marching. When they were retiring. We were advancing all the time. Harness up, harness up. and retired till we got to a place called Valenciennes.
And that's where you heard the news?
No, that was the news there. Over there we advanced.
You carried on moving towards Brussels?
Yeah, we went up, got up towards Brussels.
Were you hoping to be demobbed quickly?
No, I wasn't thinking about it being. Well, no, I had no thought about it. Regarding that mighty mob there, so of course, we got as far as a place called
Swagnes. Swagnes.
Swagnes, yeah, but near Brussels.
And that's where you sent back from.
And got to leave. We can't leave here. And went to from there.
That's where you went from Mons. Caught
a train at Mons. And about 3 days going down to, Le Havre. What's it called? Le Havre or Boulogne?
Boulogne.
Le Havre, I think.
How did you come to get discharged then when you got back?
When got back to England, strictly speaking, I got to leave.
Discharge, I think you told me earlier, from Woolwich and demobbed from Wimbledon. Oh, and you finally finished.
Yeah, that's right.
Doesn't matter. So you were demobbed on January the 6th, 1919. How did you feel about that? Were you able to get a job quickly?
Well, yes, I was going back to my trade, to this firm I left when I joined the army.
Had they kept the job open for you?
There was a job. Well, I couldn't do much about it because I was really serving a term of apprenticeship till I was 21. So I was accepted, but I began to feel ill. Didn't feel at all well, being in the open air so long, and going back into locked up premises. I didn't feel at all well.
So what did you do?
Well, I had to stick it, get used to it, sort of thing.
I should have gone back to my battery.
That's where I made a mistake, because our brigade all come back to England to Aldershot, and I just got this large mortar shot. And that's where I lost touch with the captain, because he wrote to me. I wrote to him, and he wrote me a letter. I still got the letter.
Did you feel your army service and your participation in the war, did you feel it had been worthwhile?
Well, it was worthwhile because it was. I joined it as an adventure when I was 20 with my mates.
Did you come to any harm mentally or physically, do you think, from the war? Did it damage you at all or change anything about you?
No. I hurt his knee.
Your left knee?
Yeah, riding a horse wouldn't stand still. And the officer got it. I got him mounted. Got him mounted, and he got up off and left me standing. And I had to jump me off like jockeys. And I was even galloping on the road, and I was laying across the horse's back on my belly before I could cock my leg over. That's when I hurt that knee.
That's where you hurt your knee?
Yeah.
But other than that, you didn't. Did you think it?
Got two brains. Because of the dam. At one time, bad two brains. And I went home on leave. My sister used to bathe them. Look after me. My other sister.
Did it affect the way you...
I bought a pair of civilian boots. Because the marauding boots... was rubbing in my riding boots up to here, you see, up to my knees.
Did it affect the sort of person you were at all?
Eh?
Did it change your personality or
no,
at all?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think I changed. I regretted not going back and joining with the boys at Aldershot, seeing them all break up there instead of in France.
You wish
I you regretted had... that.
You mean you lost touch with them all?
Yeah.
Because they were being discharged as well, weren't they?
Yeah, they all got discharged because he wrote to me afterwards, Captain Hart. Well, I told him, see, you'd tell why I wrote. He wanted me to go back to India with him. He asked me if I'd like to go back to India.
During the war.
He said, would you join me and go?
What, civilian or military?
Well, keeping the army, I suppose, and be his servant sort of thing.
Would you have rather done that, stay in the army?
Well... I like the army. But as regarding being an officer's servant, I didn't cotton on to that so much. I thought, well, I don't know anything about cooking. I don't... bully beef and biscuits, about more than all.
Thank you very much.